Salaam Alaikum, sweetest friends. This is the fourth shir on the topic of Chambam Hilchas Malachim Perkei Halacha Ches. Not to return to Mitzrayim. We saw the Yisod HaDvarim was that there must be a nituk. We must detach ourselves from Mitzrayim. And that's what we saw in the Gur Aryeh, the Miyashiv, the Kash of the Ramban. Kash of the Ramban was that Rashi says that Pshat in the Pasuk is that you're now allowed to go back to Mitzrayim in order to get horses. Yeah, but it's mutter to go back for Schaira. So Ein Achinami, says the Maharal, it's mutter to go back for Schaira, but, let's see the Lashon of the Maharal, the Derech HaMelech Ma'ar B'lo Susim, V'asusim Ruchay Me'im Mitzrayim, Yim Kenim Yar B'susim, Harei Tzorich Sheyoshiv Es'o Mitzrayim L'Har B'lo Sus. The king has a lot of horses. The best horses are in Mitzrayim. If he wants a lot of horses, he's going to have to leave the, bring them back to Egypt. שהדבר זה אסרה תורה שהיה צריך למצרים, שהיה צריך למצרים. What did the Torah answer? The Torah answered that you should need Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah answered. הדבר זה אסרה תורה שהיה צריך למצרים. We can't need Mitzrayim because we have to be מתנתק. We have to detach ourselves from Mitzrayim. So if we would need Mitzrayim, that'd be defeating the purpose, right? So we have to detach ourselves from Mitzrayim. And that's going to happen when you need horses, because Mitzrayim has the best horses. Business is not necessary. You don't need to get a little bit out. Either do without this particular business, or you can find this business elsewhere. You can find the schor anywhere. Even you can only find it over there, so then you don't have to get used to use that schor. In other words, there's no inherent relationship between Egypt and schor. You can live without the schar of Egypt. If it's other type of schar, but not horses. Horses is Egypt. You don't need Mitzrayim for schar. You can find schar elsewhere, you can do without the schar. But the king needs horses. And he needs Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim is the place of horses. So in other words, when you're in the world of horses, schar is mutter. When you're world of horses, that means you need Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is your place. You can't do without Mitzrayim. You can't do without your horses. And, right, that's part of the king's chariot. That's part of the basic thing the king needs. And he needs Mitzrayim for that. Because Mitzrayim is the place of the Mufchar horses. So therefore, don't be Ma'ar B'susim, because you need the Mitzrayim. You're going to need Mitzrayim. Something that's Mechubar, that's detached Dafka to Mitzrayim. And that's what the Torah asks you. That you shouldn't have shaychus, you shouldn't have a need for Mitzrayim b'dafka. Well, if he's enira, as Bir Rav, Moreno Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, shekishem shagolus shalzeh isa yitzi ha'isa shel Mitzrayim b'dafka, v'avi shebekol unemar leki gigir yezarcha be'eretz lo lahem, mekom mekom hainu Mitzrayim be'etzem ha'gzeira. Golus, was leaving Mitzrayim. Because our Golus was in Mitzrayim. Getting out of the Golus is getting out of Mitzrayim. Now in the Pasuk it says, Ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lo lahem. Doesn't say Mitzrayim. But it was Mitzrayim. The Etzem Golus was Mitzrayim. And therefore the Isser is to go back to that Golus. How do you know the Etzem Golus is Mitzrayim? Because you see in the Rambam, Menuchos Tshuva 6:5, the Kabbalah Onesh of Mitzrayim, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyser on the Mitzvah last Israel to Israel. So why are they punished? It was Exam Mitzrayim, why are they punished? So he said each individual Mitzri had a free choice. Because he didn't make a Gzera on every individual Mitzri. But we see that on the nation, there was Gzera. And we see this Befrat, according to the Kasha of the Lecha Mishnah, and Beguf Kosh Saram, he says, what's bothering the Rambam? The Rambam already writes 5:5 in Shuvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ziti is not Machriach. Just because God knows something doesn't mean we have to do it. And therefore there's a Schar Voynish, even though God knows what we're going to do, there's a reward and punishment. So why don't we say by Yidias HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Mitzrim, Sheruli Yisrael, but he wasn't machriach them. He knew what they were going to do, but he didn't force them. So in the Sefer Avodas HaMelech, in the Yosamech, as Maram says this also, he says, not a kasha. Because here, it's not just we get the Yidias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Gzeira. El Gzeiras HaNavi Shekvar Nemra Bo'olam Hazeh, God already told it into a Navi in this world. And never the Rambam was bothered. This is something that has to happen. It was a Gzeira of a Navi. No choice. No choice. So why were the Mitzrayim punished? That was bothering the Rambam. So the Gezeirah was specifically on Mitzrayim. Because otherwise on Mitzrayim, if it wasn't specifically on Mitzrayim, then Mitzrayim still has Bechira and the Rambam has no Kasha. Rambam's Kasha is either they have no Bechira, because the Gezeirah was Dafka on Mitzrayim. And therefore, Ha'isul wal Asiya neged Asiya neged Ha'itziya. Hanugam ken kishu mitzad Mitzrayim Dafka. Kshem shagalut hayta miyuchedet leMitzrayim Dafka. ושפיר כתב אגור אריה שכל שאין הדבר מיוחד למצרים שבחייגבני אלי ישיבה במצד מצרים דווקא אין זה נגד עליו. So the Isser is going against the Yitzia, meaning going back to Mitzrayim. And just like the Golus was special for Mitzrayim, so too you're not allowed to go back to there. You're not allowed to go back to that Golus. It was Dafka Mitzrayim. God wants us to be mitnatek from this Golus. We left and we're not supposed to go back. If you're not doing it dafka mitzad Mitzrayim, there's nothing special about Mitzrayim. There's nothing inherently connected to Mitzrayim, but why you want to go back? You like chocolate milk. You say there in Mitzrayim, you happen to sell chocolate milk, so you go to Mitzrayim for chocolate milk. That's mutter. But if you go for horses, there's something special about Mitzrayim and horses. Horses and kings. Kings need horses from Mitzrayim. That's the Maharal. Kings need their horses. Mitzrayim is a special place for horses. So it's needing Mitzrayim bedafka. That's going back to the Golus. There the Torah says, Adkan. So if you're in Mitzrayim, Mitzat Zchor, even though it's Keva, it's Mutter Ladasa Agurari, and everyone holds that way. But Gurari holds Mutter even if you're living in Mitzrayim, Mitzat Keva. If it's L'Zchor, it's Beseder, because it's not dafka for Mitzrayim. No specific interest in Mitzrayim. You're there for Zchor. Even if they're L'Keva, you're there for Zchor. There's no specific interest in Mitzrayim. You're not living there mitzad Mitzrayim. And therefore it's not against Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the Yesod HaYisr. V'yit yashvu bazeh divrei Rashi. B'san henu daf chofala fomet beiz, divrei maskel asusim. Like Abba the Lav of Lo Yarbe, he writes that you have to send shlichim to buy susim, and you're over in the Lav of Lo Sasifun od liroisam. He's over in the Lav of don't see it again, don't see them again, when the king sends shlichim to buy him susim. And he wants a lot of his horses. It's hard to understand. Why does Rashi bring the pasuk of Parshas Beshalach? Those are sifun od l'rosam adolam. Shekol monei mitzvot, they don't bring this pasuk. Where do the monei mitzvot bring? In Perek Yudzayin Tenzayin. Rak lo rabbe lo susim, lo yishiv esam mitzrayim, elaman ha basus, v'ashem amar lechem, lo susifun lashuv, v'derech hazeh od. So, that's the pasuk the Moni HaMitzvot bring. Why does Rashi bring this earlier pasuk in Parshas Beshalach? We'd already discussed this Marsha in our Shir Man Halacha Zayin, Marsha Tzukin and Hamad Beis. Befrat that in this pasuk over here in Shoftim, in Dvarim Yitzayin, there it talks about the horses. That's what Rashi's done with the horses. So why does the Rambam Rashi go to Beshalach where there's no discussion of the horses? So like we said, the Shulchan are going L'Schoira, and therefore it's Mutter. And therefore, we have to say like the Maharal. So, what's the problem? Because it's miyuchad leMitzrayim, and therefore it's mitzad Mitzrayim. Duchai gavn, even the schoyer is going to be aser because something miyuchad leMitzrayim. V'yisod geder zem mikad parashat b'shalachu. And where do you see this geder from b'shalach? Because the Talila there it doesn't say mitzad haaretz. It's talking about Mitzrayim. We spoke about it in the previous year. Lo sifun od leroisim. You're not supposed to see them. Who the Mitzrim? Because the whole vort of not going back to Mitzrayim is to be mitnatek from the Mitzrayim. So the Isser is not to go back to Mitzrayim. The reason for the Isser is to be mitnatek, to detach yourself from the Mitzrayim. And therefore Rashi brings that pasuk, that's the Yesod HaYisr. And therefore, besusim, you have shaychus to the Mitzrayim, to Mitzrayim. And you got to stay away from the susim thing. And that's why Rashi brings. Rashi's telling us the Yesod HaYisr. Stay away from Mitzrayim. You can't have shaychus to Mitzrayim anymore. You can't have shaychus to the Mitzrim. The pasuk here is talking about the Mitzrim. The reason you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim is not to have shaychus to the Mitzrim. So Rashi's bringing us the Yesod HaDavar, the Yesod is from this pasuk. You're not going to see the Mitzrim ever again. Stay away from the Mitzrim. You go back for horses. Oh, that shows you still have shaychus to Mitzrayim. It's like, you know, it's like an addict. You know, you gotta You got to detach them from their previous life. It's very hard. That's why the Jews, even after they left, they wanted to go back. And that we can also answer the kasha of the Sherei Korban the Yerushalmi Perek Yud of Sanhedrin. And what the Arayim writes, "Da'aser rak b'derech hazu." You only know how to go back from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. So he asks, Sherei Korban asks, I don't understand. That's what it says in the Parashas B'derech Hutzu, in the Parashas Re'eh. But as Parashas B'shalach, it says you're not allowed to see them. It doesn't say anything about which derech you're going to go. So therefore it should be Asur no matter what. It doesn't matter what derech, even if you're not going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. So based on what we said, the Yikra Pasuk is telling us that you have to detach yourself. You can't go back to what was. And the Nituk is not seeing the Mitzrayim anymore. If you're not detaching yourself from the Mitzrayim, you're still in the previous situation. So the Isser is not to do anything against this Nituk. You're mitnatek, you detach yourself from them. You're not allowed to do anything against the detachment. Like we explained earlier. In other words, the only way that you're going to reattach yourself is if you go back in the same way. If you go back in the same way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, and like we saw in the Divrei Shaul, this is an even bigger chiddush. You have to go mamish derech hamasos that the Jewish people went in the midbar. That shows that you want to reattach yourself to Mitzrayim. That's the gedera iser. You can't have chazara l'mashahaya. By going back from Eretz Yisrael, you go back. You go backwards in history. Right? In other words, history was, you went from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, and then you retrace your steps back. So that you're not allowed to do, because that's showing you want to go back to that gullus. And then Sherei Korban, he asks, so it says, Pasuk Lashuv. Lashuv baderech hazeh od. So mashma k'dimei kara lekeva. You're returning. In other words, that's something permanent. But the Yisrael Pasuk B'shalach says l'roisam. So how do we know it has to be bekeva? So based on what we said, they're not to assume here. The present Parashat B'Shalach also is only telling us you have to be mitnatek. You have to detach yourself. In other words, when you go back with Derech Keva, you're reattaching yourself. That's the true Chazara. V'inei b'drashata Yerushalmi, Perek Yud Sanhedrin, Halacha Chet. That it says like the Gemara Dash is to be mat yischer. Those who see from Loshu b'derech hazeh od the yeshiva ain ata chozer chozer at leschora. You can't go for yeshiva, but you can go for schera. In the Pnei Moshe, he explains we learn from the Loshu is keva. B'zel seshapir mikro toli b'amanas lachzer olav. So that all is good if you say the ikur is are you planning to go there in order to leave or not. Are you only going there temporarily or not? But based on what we said, Schar is Mutter, even Keva, as we said, Pshat in the Ma'aral. So how do we know from the Pasuk of Lashuv? How do we know the Pasuk of Lashuv, Schar is okay? According to the Pnei Moshe, Pshat is that you're allowed to go back for Schar because Lashuv means Keva. So don't go Lashuv, but as long as it's the Schar, it's not the Keva. But according to what we're saying, if Lashuv means Keva, so then Schar is also Asur, because Schar could be the Keva. We say Schar is Mutter, the even for Keva. So where do you see in the Pasuk that we're Matir Schara? Even Bekeva. It's not from the word Lashav in the carbon. Ba'eda, he's made Lashav Losso Sivun. It's Mashma Kederach Shahayak Shubim Mitzrayim, Shekobu Sham Dira, below the Schara. So here also in his Lashav, it's Mashma, just like they were in Mitzrayim, that they were there for Dira, not for Schara. So it's also Mashma Tzali Bekeva. That they're there permanently. Again, that's not our Pshat. We're saying Pshat is that it's not a matter of Keva, it's a matter of Schara. Not even if they're for Keva, it's fine. And then McDovern parts of Mishpatim explains from the Pasuk of Ode. Ode means again. Again, just like they were in Mitzrayim, don't do it again. In other words, don't be a Mitzri like you once were. And it's not again if you're there the Schayra. Right? If you're there the Schayra, they weren't there the first time around the Schayra. So he gets it from the Ode. And it could also be from the Lashon of Sosifun. Right? Don't add on like you were there in Mitzrayim. Shekavu sham dira v'lo lo l'schayra. In other words, Mitzrayim, they weren't there for Schaira. So even if you're going to be here permanently, it's still okay. As long as it's a Schaira, because the first time around you were in the Schaira. So don't do it again. Don't add on to what you did the first time. So you could say, maybe that's also Shem the Korban Eid. You don't only have to come out to the Mitzvot. If you have one, it's also good. You don't have to. Akopanim, we're not Meshuddit, like to the Achronim, like we're out to the Rishonim. It's like we're not Meshuddit to the Rishonim, like we're out to the Gemara. It's like we're not Meshuddit, well, to the Gemara we're Meshuddit. But totally. Akopanim, but the Gemara, the Dim Gemara is the Bavli Rishalmi. But the Mikra, they're already, that's Adkan, right? There's no other source. So that's what we're saying now. So Akopanim, it comes out that for Schaira, the word is you're not going back to the way it was. So now we understand that since the Yisoda Isser is because of the evil of Mitzrayim, if you're there Bekeva, we ask, how's it Mutter L'Schayra? If the word is you shouldn't be around the Mitzrayim, because like the Rambam says, because the Mitzrayim are so evil, B'nei Shemaseh Mekul Kolam Yosir Mishar Arotzes, the in Mitzrayim, they're more evil than in other countries. So how does it help that you're there L'Schayra? How does it help that you're there L'Schayra? You're still around those evil people. So the answer is the Rambam, when he writes that they're evil, he wasn't writing Yisodas, he's writing the reason for the Yisod. The reason for the Yisod is because you have a Yachas to Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and you shouldn't want to go back. A Yachas to Mitzrayim shefgeno Kadosh Baruch Hu menu b'yitzayat Mitzrayim. V'nesar aleinu b'lav l'chadsho mishum rat Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to go back because of the evil of the Egyptians. But l'mais, it's only Aser, b'rak b'gavne shi yishivaso, hu maiser shel Yachas v'shaychas l'Mitzrayim. It's only Aser, in an instance that your yeshiva there is a maisa of relationship to Mitzrayim. And Shekana leka b'sheinu nimtza b'mitzad Mitzrayim. If you're not there mitzad Mitzrayim, then you don't have that same shaychus to them. You only have shaychus if you're there for them. A person moves to America, he's there to make a few bucks, say it. But if he's moving to America because he wants to soak up American culture, zekval b'ayah. So that's the issue here. You're allowed to live in America, you're not living in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim because you want to soak up the Mitzri culture. Only if you're Rak b'yoshev b'mechamat, that's small. Shizoa. So that's why I'm writing the Tamis. The Tamis is because they're evil. And we don't want their evil to influence us. And the Yisoda issue is to go back to the way it was. That we are part of their culture. That's the way that you want to live there because you want to live in Egypt. That's Yeshiva Machmas Mitzrayim. But L'Schor, it's not Machmas Mitzrayim. It's no Shaychus, and therefore there's no Issa. So that's the Yisodah Dvarim. Dvarim Mamish Meirim. Smechim Kinesin Asim, Rabbi say. Smechim Kinesin Asim. Medarv Tansen Oifin Dach. Should dance on the roofs. But we're not going to do that right now. But we are going to say that this was the completion of the fourth Shir B'Siyat Dishmaya. It was Givaldik. And we still have a long way to go. Be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem yiten koach v'moach v'simchat chayim. Ve'ach tov v'chesed kol yimei chayenu. So please stay tuned, and we shall see more. Thank you so much for listening. God should give us the health, the life, simchas chayim, everything we need. Okay. Financial means, shalom, shalom, say this prayer.